The only thing that has ever worked was adding more hours. Or how to quickly transform your body. My big workout breakthrough was not in dancing with dumbbells, though this was the only way, as it turns out. That and constantly speeding up my music and just trying to keep moving. It was actually adding 2 more hours to my original 1 hour non-stop dance and shuffle workout. Previously, I have heard of the hacker diet, where a person is abstracted away as something much simpler, a computer function that takes in an input of peanuts. But you know, that sounded way too complicated. Then I've heard of the Couch to 5K program, where workouts are mathematically guided. And they did help me a little bit, maybe a lot. But it was mostly because it was interesting to listen to wait for the next step, to make that progress to qualify for the next week. Then, I tried to focus on my pace, and I began working out to a single song, letting its beats guide me. And it was very difficult. I could only lift during the melody section, and then had to rest during the slow part. It was tough. Then, I have heard of the 300 workout for the actors from the movie 300 that involved the entire body and fidgeting here and there, and there was a system and everything was squared away. But to this day, I am not ready for such a square and fair workout. Plus, personally, and it's just me, I worry that it may be a little bit too boring when compared to dancing. We are artists and revolutionary thinkers. A workout shouldn't be a system or a cage. It has to be a battle. And then people started making fun of CrossFit, and I came across an overpriced, like a $20, interval timer. And the little gadget did keep me company. It did help me eliminate a lot of the rest periods somewhat sooner. But you know, the big deal here was understanding what endurance is, how it is handled, how you need mathematical precision to extend it, how important it is to focus. But really, in the end, music was all I needed. I needed to just keep lifting to the beats of songs, and I needed to keep my playlists fresh. No listening to a single song, it's got to be all the songs. And I needed to learn that I can't stop. I could stop for a moment if I couldn't lift anymore. But really, a workout is non-stop. That's kind of the point of it. This is not to sound dramatic. I never lifted more than 10 pounds per hand. And I do not recommend 10 pounds even. You can kind of feel it in your back when you're hopping around with those things in your hands. And I think feeling the dumbbells next to your spine is a dangerous idea, and it's going too far. And, of course, dancing is very dynamic. I am currently dancing to songs that I have sped up to 172 beats per minute. You may be able to do something similar, and very quickly so, when you search your favorite video website for a long playlist, such as Shuffle 2020 or Shuffle followed by any year you like, then somehow DJ sets always seem to come up. And then you change the video playback speed to 1.15 or 1.25, which is closer to 172. Fast music means that you are swinging that dumbbell, increasing its weight with inertia. So 8 pounds per hand only sounds reasonable. Though it does not hurt me, it still challenges me after many years. I still go too slow, and quite frequently so. Today I am practicing stretching and range of motion by trying to river dance to Yabasa. And like most people, I don't really know what dancing is all about. And I am yet to seriously read up about it. And I am yet to stop being embarrassed for dancing at the gym. But I am sure of one thing. There is absolutely no burning serious fat and putting on serious muscle without dancing. Forget it. It's not gonna happen. Let me restate this. A fat guy without dancing at the gym like a maniac will just have to stay a fat guy. This is what we get for those goddamn donuts. We have to dance them off. Don't worry. No one will be paying attention to you. Everyone is always focused on their own workouts.